This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Get ready. It's time for
Operation Late Night Excitement.
Top rated in late night radio.
The awesomest night of all time.
After dark.
It's Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
You deserve a fun night.
On KMOX.
It is a fun night. John Hancock here. Michael Kelly, well, he's out of town. That happens about once every month or sometimes twice a month. But have no fear. Sitting here is Michael Kelly's brother-in-law, Paul Boschert, a great St. Charles County resident. Paul, you're the athletic director of Duchesne High School. You've had a decorated career as athletic director all throughout St. Charles County, St. Charles West, and Fort Zumwalt South.
West.
Fort Zumwalt West. How dare me to forget that. Welcome aboard, big boy.
Thanks, John. It's great to be back. It's been a few months. I was back here in January.
Yeah, we had the flood then.
The flood was going on, and we also had the NCAA, the football championship night, and we thought we had two listeners as we were starting our broadcast that night, but by the time that blowout took place, we had thousands of people.
Oh, we had like five or six by the time that thing was over. Yeah, that was a Georgia. By the way, they're playing our Mizzou Tigers this coming weekend. I think that's probably a lost cause.
If I really think if they lose that one, I think they can still run the table at the end.
Could.
And be, but they could also go the other way.
Yeah, so because we've got, what, Tennessee,
Florida,
and then Arkansas after that.
Yeah,
so
the Thanksgiving
week. That'd be some tough games. Well, I get in the car tonight. I'm enjoying my dinner. My wife, Georgianne. Kyle is with us tonight. Hello, Kyle. Good to have you.
How's it going?
Doing well. Kyle working the board for us. And Georgianne made pork tenderloin with a little gravy on there. She made scalloped potatoes, Paul. And an amazing asparagus. And I'm eating and I'm enjoying my dinner. And I thought, I got to go to KMOX. So I gather up my stuff. I run out the door and I get in the car. I'm driving downtown. And I thought, ooh, I need to get with Paul and, tell him. Because it's a rigmarole getting into this parking garage at night. It's not easy. So I tell the gal there on the car. I said, call Paul Boschert on mobile. And you know what she said to me, Paul?
I can only imagine.
She said there's no phone connected. Reminding me that I've left my phone on the kitchen table after having that magnificent dinner. So now I'm freaked out. I don't have my phone. So if you're Doug or one of our regular listeners who texts me during the show, I can't see it. And so my phone is in Chesterfield. Myself is in downtown St. Louis. And you've had phone experiences yourself, Paul Boschert.
Yes. Well, I first of all, I was a little worried tonight. I got down here at Camo X, 10, 15 minutes early. I texted you. I called you. And I thought, you're always great about responding.
I am very,
you're very,
very
good at that stuff.
I am.
So 10, 15 minutes passed by, and finally, here's John sending me. Hi, this is George Ann. John left his phone at home. He'll be down in a minute. So I thought,
there you go.
Yeah. So, but I did. I had. I think my favorite one is probably last year. Michael.
Last year.
Yeah, Michael and I and my wife and Michael's mother, Barb, my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
We go on a trip to New York.
Oh, that's right. Saw Billy Joel.
Yes, we had a great time in New York. But the fun started when we were just about to board the plane over. At Lambert,
yeah,
and next thing you know, Barb is looking around. She can't find her cell phone.
Michael's poor mother.
Yes, we felt bad for her, but we thought this would be a great opportunity for her to enjoy the three of us and not worry about the phone. But she has all of her kids on that
everything.
Line. Her sister, everything's on there, and it was just I felt bad for her because she relies on that phone all the
time.
She
had to be out of sorts the whole trip.
Yeah, we got her through it, and my wife was great because she had her phone, and Barb would share on Colleen's line and check back at home. But we felt bad for her. We were there for like four nights.
Is there anything worse? I mean, as connected as we all are now. I mean, I'm going to be fine. My car's out there. I've got my little thing. I can get out of the garage. I can get home. I can open my garage door when I get home. But I don't have my phone. And you just kind of feel weird because, for the show, a lot of times I'll get online and look stuff up, so I can ask intelligent questions. Well, I don't have to worry about that on Monday nights. So, but yeah, it's just a weird feeling not having the old cell phone.
And you and I are, a couple years apart, but what did we do when we were younger? We didn't have phones. And
what, do you remember your first cell phone?
I had a flip phone.
Flip
phone. That was pretty cool. And then, but I think it was probably maybe 20 years ago when I became an athletic director, I had to have something.
Yeah.
I got my little flip phone.
Did you ever wear a pager?
No. I did not.
Okay, I had the pager first, and then I had my first phone was a bag phone. You ever see those?
Oh yes, yeah.
It was a phone and I guess before your time, Kyle. It was a phone and a bag, and it was a big old heavy thing.
Yes,
and you got this big monstrous with the and the buttons were like huge on the thing. You're punching the button, ding, ding, and you can't dial. You can't go ding, 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 ding like you can now. You had one number at a time, and more often than not, you couldn't hear. With that sucker, and that was my first phone.
Yeah, and then I got one of those iPhones, I guess, that I had to get because my other one.
You never had a BlackBerry? You didn't go through the BlackBerry?
No, I did not.
Never went through the BlackBerry.
As a teacher and a coach, we didn't have phones at school, and the kids didn't have them back then either when I first started.
Right.
But they all have them now.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah,
and
they do.
And some,
So you've done a lot of coaching over the years. So is there a cut that you made at some point that you look back on and say, yeah, man, really, I kind of regret cutting that kid?
There's always some good kids that you cut that you try to see if they can hang on to be a manager for the team.
Right.
You try to do those kind of things.
Yeah.
So, but I realistically, no, because what I used to do with my teams is I always had a conversation with each of the kids that I was going to cut and give them the opportunity maybe to cut themselves by saying, I'll keep you. But I want to let you know that you're probably not going to get to play much. You're welcome to be on the team, a spot on the bench. You might come in every once in a while and let the kid know that, and give them the opportunity either to stay or to cut themselves. And
I guess they probably know, right?
Yes.
I mean, they're in practice. They see what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm having lunch at Brio. It's, 10 years ago. So I'm in my late 40s. And I'm having lunch at Brio, and a guy comes up and he taps me on the shoulder. He says, John Hancock. And I look up at him. Coach McAvoy, how are you? It's Coach McAvoy. He said, to this day, I regret cutting you from the basketball team at Bentonville High School. And I said, well, you shouldn't have done that, Coach.
I did have one story. Mark Burley, the lefty from the Chicago White, went to Howell North.
Yes.
And a guy who I work with, a colleague, I will not mention the name.
No.
Okay. But they cut Mark Burley in his first couple years at the high school.
At the
Howell
baseball
North.
Team?
Yes. But Mark back then, they said he was only 5'1 and about 110 pounds, and he grew into that body as he got older.
Wow.
So that's one of those stories that you kind of hear.
Wow, they cut Mark Burley. Well, that's kind of cool.
I guess.
You know?
Well, and he always told me, he said, the reason I cut him was to save his arm so that when he got to the major leagues, it didn't wear it out.
Well, there you go. And he still lives in St. Charles, Mark Burley.
Yes, I believe he's still in St. Charles.
Great guy, all accounts.
Absolutely.
Just a really wonderful guy.
Yes.
Well, my first job in politics, after I stopped being a candidate, I became the executive director of the Missouri Republican Party. And so, you know, I'm gonna run this place, right? You know, and your brother-in-law, Michael, was running the Democrat Party at the same time. And so I said, who are our vendors? And they said, well, here's so-and-so and so-and-so. And I said, let me see these contracts. Again, I'm going to review all the contracts. Our direct mail vendor was some company I'd never heard of. It was Karl Rove and Company. And they're out of Texas. And I thought, you know, this is a ridiculous contract. You know, we're paying this guy too much. I'm going to fire this company. So I got on the phone my second day on the job, and can I talk to Karl Rove? Who's calling? I said, this is John Hancock. I'm the executive director of the Missouri Republican Party. She said, one moment, please. And so Karl gets on the phone. And Mr. Rove, we're going to relieve you of your contract here in the Missouri Republican. So that was my first, that was my firing. And 6 years later, he's running the presidential campaign, and I got to meet him face to face. And so... But we get along fine now.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I think one of the other flip sides that we had on that, Terry Hollander and I coached at St. Charles.
Terry Hollander, great basketball. One of the maybe greatest basketball coaches this region has ever produced.
I have to agree with you.
Yep.
And we had a young man that was out in 1995, came out for the team. But our soccer and our football teams
overlapped.
And they were going on to the playoffs in the state. So we had a young man that was on our team that probably wasn't going to make the team. But in those days, the kids couldn't cross over and play basketball until the season was over.
Yeah.
So we kept him around 1 week. We said, okay, we'll keep him for a week. Our teams will probably lose, and then we'll cut him loose.
Yeah.
Well, the teams won. We had to keep him around another week. The young man stayed on the team, battled. He ended up playing a lot for us, and we won the state championship that year. So
he
got to be a part of that.
They should make a movie about
they
that.
They should.
That voice you hear is Paul Boschert. He is the athletic director of Duchesne High School. He's also Michael Kelly's brother-in-law. He's also a really great guy. We're going to step aside for a couple of minutes. Kyle's going to play you some very important information. And when we come back, our NFL insider joins us for another fascinating recap of the week that was in the National Football League. That's next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally.
It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On KMOX.
The Green Bay Packers, the Dallas Cowboys. And now, as he does every Monday night, our NFL insider, John Hancock. How are you, John?
Doing good. Live from the Windy City, where football is back to not being a great time up here.
Yeah, no kidding. It's bad. Paul Boschert, Michael Kelly's brother-in-law, is joining me in studio this evening, John. And we're going to quiz you about what was a fascinating week in the National Football League. Let's start with the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. What was that?
Yeah, so Patrick Mahomes, tough performance. Allegedly had the flu before the game, and you know, his decision making did not look as sharp as we've become accustomed to. They still moved the ball well, but they just had a lot of turnovers and they couldn't punch it in when they did find the red zone. And Russell Wilson and the Broncos, for the first time since the Obama administration, have defeated the Kansas City Chiefs.
How about the, you know, they both scored three times, but they were touchdowns for Denver and field goals for Kansas City. That was quite the upset. The other upset we saw, what is going on with the San Francisco 49ers?
Yeah, so the clock may be striking midnight for Mr. Brock Purdy. Mystery relevant. We're starting to see that maybe there was a reason that he was the last guy taken in the draft last year. He's come back down to earth in a big way. Deebo Samuel has been out because he was surrounded by some of the best offensive weapons ever put together, you know, with McCaffrey at running back, Kittle, Ayuk, receiver, and then Deebo. And you take away some of those pieces. McCaffrey's not nearly as effective running the ball. They're also without their starting left tackle. And he's it's fallen on his shoulders, and he hasn't been able to rise to the occasion. This is the fifth time, I believe, a team has started 5-0 and then lost three consecutive, and none of those teams have gone on to make the Super Bowl, and two of them didn't even make the playoffs.
John, how about Jacksonville? They're quietly making some noise here. It's a team that's been kind of a losing program for the last few years.
Yeah, they are. They're 6-2, and not a lot of talk about them, but you know, they are 6-2 in that weak AFC South. Looks like they're going to walk into the playoffs. They just had an impressive win against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Trevor Lawrence, I don't even think he's played up to his full potential yet this year, so there's still room for improvement. Jags are going to be a fun team to watch, and maybe they can make some noise in the AFC, but that's to be determined.
Hey, John, one thing. Let's go back to that Kansas City game. I think maybe the biggest problem they had was Taylor Swift was not at the game yesterday. I don't know.
That could be. I mean, if you look at...
Did we lose our NFL insider?
Yeah.
No, there you are. You're back.
Yeah.
No, I'm here. Sorry about that.
He gets a little verklempt when Taylor Swift comes
up. Is he one of the Swifties?
Yeah, no.
He's been to two Taylor Swift concerts, this guy.
Up in Chicago.
He could have been Travis Kelce, but he didn't make it backstage.
No, I could have been Travis Kelce with a little more time in the gym growing up. I know there was some talk about team managers, and that's unfortunately where I fell during my time in high school.
He's got the old man's DNA, this guy.
Well, I'm looking forward to next week in Germany with Kansas City and Miami. That's an intriguing game. And as a young kid, two of my favorite teams growing up was Kansas City and Miami when they, the Shula versus Hank Stram back in those days. So I think this might be the first time these two teams have been relevant in the same year since maybe the 70s.
Yeah, it certainly feels like it. In Miami, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I'm not sold on them. I think they may be more pretenders than contenders at this point. Tua's, been great in that system, but they're overly reliant on Tyreek Hill, and his speed is just absolutely game-breaking. It'll be interesting to see because this is the best defense the Chiefs have had during Andy Reid's tenure.
Our sports insider, John Hancock, joins us. He joins us on the Quiver River Electric guest line, as he does every Monday at this time. Let's go down the road a piece down to the sunny state of Florida, where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a team that showed some promise early on, didn't quite get over the line yesterday. What seems to be wrong with those Buccaneers, John?
Well, I think what's wrong with those Buccaneers is that they didn't have a great roster going into the season, and Baker Mayfield, the quarterback, is not going to be a quarterback that's going to elevate a team. It actually is unfortunate for Baker because I think he would be a much better quarterback than we've seen from Deshaun Watson back in Cleveland, but they cut bait with him. I think a team like Cleveland where you have a defense that is stacked, Baker's going to be able to be okay, but when you have a team like Tampa where you don't have a star-studded roster, he's not going to do much. He's a below-average quarterback at best, and they got off to a hot start. Now that the schedule has been toughening up, we're starting to see Baker and, I know an unnamed brother-in-law of one of you two gentlemen was high on Baker Mayfield early this season, and he has been proven to have been misguided in those early season declarations. Well,
you still think Baker Mayfield's a fraud, do you?
I mean, he is a fraud. I mean, he's demonstrated it time and time again. I think most people see that. I do think he's going to have an interesting career because I think he's going to become the guy where you go to when you need a one-year quarterback, but he's not the long-term answer. So I think he's going to end up being one of these guys who will play for a good number of teams, and he'll just keep bouncing around the league and probably another 5-6 years until he has to settle up on a backup role for the remainder.
Well, of course, I'm not an NFL insider. I'm just a kind of an observant fan. I kind of follow it a little bit. But I want to throw a theory past you and see if the NFL insider concurs with my analysis here.
Let's hear it.
Yesterday, the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins, who's had a pretty darn good year.
He ruptures
his Achilles tendon, becoming the second Achilles victim in the NFL this year behind Aaron Rodgers. The Vikings need a quarterback. I think the choice for them is the backup quarterback, Jameis Winston. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I like Jameis Winston. I'm a fan. He's a bit of a character, and he's a fine quarterback. He's certainly not good, but, I don't think he's terrible. I think he could be a good stopgap. Well, I'm going to float something out to you. It's been a few months. He's been sitting there. Tom Brady, do we dare think he may dust off the boots and step in there for the Minnesota Vikings?
The 53-year-old Tom Brady, isn't it?
53-year-old Tom Brady. I just want to go on record as breaking this news if it does happen. Tom Brady to the Minnesota Vikings. You heard it here from the NFL Insider on Hancock and Kelly late nights, Monday night, KMOX.
Wow. Now, that would be something. If that happens, I'm going to buy you a Starbucks.
I thought you were going to say a Tom Brady Vikings jersey.
This is the guy, by the way, our NFL insider, John Hancock. When he was a teenager, he would walk the dog. We had a golden retriever, lovely golden Gracie, and he would put on his Michael Vick jersey and go walk the dog.
I would just like the record to show it was the Eagles' Michael Vick jersey.
Not
so
the
he'd
Atlanta
already
Falcons
done his
one.
Time.
Yeah.
Not the Falcons one. He was a changed man. I was showing the process of redemption in that, showing that everyone deserves a second chance. Shout out to Michael Vick, by the way. Great second half of his career and a great post-retirement career as well in the booth.
Yep. How about Chase Daniels? What's he doing these days? He still backing up the Chargers?
I'm pretty sure he's officially done. Last year was his final year. But, what a career for that guy. Over $40 million in earnings. And he, you know, Blaine Gabbert's kind of following in his footsteps. And I think Drew Lock maybe as well. We may be backup QBU here at the Zoo.
Did I see former Mizzou quarterback James Franklin as a college head coach? Or am I dreaming that?
No, so you saw James Franklin was a head coach of Penn State, but that is not our James Franklin.
Oh, it's not our
two different James Franklins.
Oh, well, you know, there's a lot of James Franklins running around. All right, we can't let you go, John, without getting your thoughts on this very big Saturday coming up. The Mizzou Tigers traveling down to Georgia to face the Georgia Bulldogs. Is there any reason for any of us to have any hope for a victory?
No, well, there absolutely is. I mean, last year we had a much worse team. Georgia had a much better team. We played them close, losing by 4 points. Really, you could argue we lost the game we should have won last year. And like I said, we are better this year. We're 15-point underdogs is what the line opened. Crazier things have happened. I think there's reason to cautiously believe Georgia hasn't beat anyone this year. They haven't looked too good, and they've had a very weak schedule for the SEC thus far. I think there's reason to be optimistic, but I wouldn't get your hopes up too high. But, you know, a little hope can go a long way.
Let's put a little mark on that tape, shall we, Kyle, and see perhaps if that semi-prediction comes true. John Hancock, our NFL insider, joins us as he does every Monday. Have a good time in Chicago. I hope you're keeping warm out there.
Try my best. All right, have a great night.
You bet. When we come back,
take care.
Paul and I are going to break down what we saw late last night at City Park in St. Louis. Of course, that was the soccer game, and I bet some of you stayed up late as well. That's next on Camo X.
Asalev, left foot, curls Jackson, flicked a header. Now Parker, he shoots, he scores!
No.
That was Joey Zanaboni, the voice of the St. Louis City SC on our sister station Y98. I guess we carried the game live here as well last night on KMOX. And it was a Sunday night. Doug, or Paul. Doug was your cousin, right?
Uncle.
Oh, your Uncle Doug. I served in the legislature.
Yes, you did.
Paul Boschert is our guest. He's in for Michael Kelly, who's vacationing. And so it was a lovely weekend. Friday night was great. You know, Saturday we had the neighborhood Halloween party and all the kids. It was a little cold, but rainy, whatever. Sunday comes along. It's lovely Sunday. Football games. And I made the commitment, Doug, Paul. I am getting old, you know. I made the commitment, Paul, that I was going to stay up and watch that sucker. It was supposed to come on at 9 o'clock. Well, 9 o'clock comes, and they're talking. The game didn't start till about 9:30. It was a late night. And I'm not a big soccer aficionado. Did you stay up and watch that game?
I did. We were watching Yellowstone, which we started to watch. We didn't get to watch it when it was on, you know, when they put it on the Prime and stuff like that. So we've watched that every Sunday night, and it got over about 9:10. And then I told Colleen, I said,
"You and Colleen watching Yellowstone there."
And then we decided that let's flip on the.
Hang in there with you, Colleen?
A little bit, yeah. But and again, I'm like you, John. I'm not a soccer aficionado,
right?
But I have to admit, in the last year, I've really kind of followed it because of the fact
it's local.
It's local. It's our team. You know, Ted Lasso really got me going.
You know, there you go.
I love that show.
Yeah.
And then I've got a nephew that plays collegiately, so I've kind of followed him.
Oh, he's something else, that nephew of yours. Yeah, he's over at SIU Edwardsville,
and he's great. Yeah. And so I've been following that. So soccer's kind of coming back into my repertoire of watching sports. So last night we flip it on, and
I did too.
And you know, I did. I stayed up and I watched them go up 1-0. We come right back and
boom,
we tie it.
Tim Parker.
I think, hey, we're in good shape.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the wheels fell off.
It got ugly fast.
Yeah.
And you know, so folks, if you're not quite the soccer expert that I am, you may not know that St. Louis City SC was the number one team in the Western Conference. We've got home field, pitch, whatever you call it, advantage throughout the playoffs. And we're playing the number 8 seed, the Kansas City Sporting, whatever they are, we don't care. And we beat them a couple times this year. They beat us one time. And you figure, you know, this is a best of 3 series. And the first game's on our home stadium. The fans are going crazy. It's raining outside. You got to think, you know, this is going to be great. I even poured myself a club soda. And I sat there and I'm watching the game and it's 1-1. That goal we just heard, Tim Parker, who lives across the street from our own Charlie Brennan.
I did not know that. Yeah. A little tidbit.
Yeah, it is a little tidbit. And then the wheels fell. Now, what happened? And you're a sports director. You're an athletic director. So you've seen a lot of soccer. What happened to that team last night?
Well, like I said, I'm not an aficionado when it comes to soccer, but it just seemed like we just weren't hitting on all cylinders last night. We were turning the ball over, and things like that. But I look at this team, and you kind of look at what Sporting KC did. We got out so good and did everything so good. All the records that we've broken this year as an expansion team.
Yep.
You know, Kansas City was 0-7-3.
They were horrible.
They were horrible.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they put it together, you know. So
they're the hot hand coming in.
And
they're the 2006 Cardinals.
And the 2011.
Yes.
They were 10 or 11 games out.
Yeah.
And they came back. And I've got a theory from watching this kind of stuff that, you know, if you look at the World Series this year, you got Texas and Arizona, two teams that had to fight and claw their way to get into the playoffs.
Yes.
And the Braves and the Dodgers are gone.
They're coasted and then poof.
Yeah.
Poof.
So, I think it's an athletic thing where, you know, if you're not playing for something, it's really hard to keep yourself at a top level, where these other teams like Sporting KC, they had to battle their tails off to get into the playoffs, and they're still in that mode where, you know, SC, we didn't have to do this
well,
at the end.
Well, that could be. I had an eye on Klaus last night. You know, I'm thinking Klaus is going to get it done. He's always there, Klaus. You know, little guy, little bald guy. And I like bald guys. You know, I'm partial to him. And, you know, he's running up and down the field there. And I'm figuring Clyde. And then you got the Leuven back there. Well, there's another guy that's pretty good. Whatever his first name is, Leuven.
And Berkey, our goalie.
Berkey! He's got how many? He's the man sleeps on clean sheets every night, this guy. I mean, he's unbelievable. And it just didn't happen. Now, can St. Louis come back?
Oh, I think they can. You know, it's a three-game series. We've had success against them during the regular season, and I think we can go out there and win there, and then we get another home game out of this, you know? You hate to win here at home and go win in Kansas City. Here, now you get a chance to win it at home.
Here's what I don't get. So it's a series, which I think my understanding is this is kind of unusual for soccer, right, a best of three, because it's like football.
It's one and done after this.
One and done, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of football, did you see the Saturday Night sketch this week?
No, I didn't.
So it's George Washington explaining to the troops his vision for America. And he says, men in America, we're going to use pints and cups and quarts and gallons. And they said, how many pints are in a gallon, Mr. President? He says, nobody knows. and then he says, and we're going to use feet and yards and miles, while the rest of the world is going to use whatever they're going to use. And they said, well, Mr. President, there's 12 inches in a foot. Yes, he said. So there's 12 feet in a yard. No, no. There's 3 feet in a yard. And they said, well, how many yards in a mile, Mr. President? He says, nobody knows. How many feet are in a mile? He said, 5,280, because that's easy to remember. And they said, now, we're still going to use meters, but we're only going to use it in sports that nobody cares about, like swimming and running. Mm-hmm. But for the rest of the things, we're going to use feet and yards. And like in football, he said, It's a yard line. It's you run 100 yards down the field. And I said, football, Mr. President, is that how they play? How do they play football? He says, well, they throw the ball and they catch it. And they said, but Mr. President, it's called football. Do they not kick the ball? And he says, sometimes. And they said, how many points is that worth, Mr. President? He said, well, sometimes three and sometimes one. It was a really good sketch. But anyway, I digress. So the City SC, they've got the game. Now, I don't really fault Berkey with the goals. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I didn't think
the guys were open. And the
guys hit him right where he was.
No soft goals.
Yeah, yeah. But they were outside the box, so it was a pretty far kick. So it wasn't like he was in the box. So I thought maybe... he maybe got screened on a couple, but I think our defense didn't get up on him.
Well, the defense has been the Achilles heel all season for this team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unmitigated success the first year, clearly. This is the best expansion performance ever in the history of the Major League Soccer. And, you know, you hope they advance. They should advance, but they may not advance. And still, have you been down to experience the stadium?
I experienced the stadium because my nephew played in the Bronze Boot game against St. Louis U. Yeah. So we were down there, and that was a big upset for them over St. Louis U, first time in many years. But it's a beautiful facility, and we do watch the games. You know, we'll pick it up on Apple and things like that during the regular season. So we do watch them. They kind of remind me you know, probably a little too younger than I did, but when Blues expansion back in 67.
Oh, sure.
That very first year.
Yeah, the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, they get to the Stanley Cup finals. Now, back then, that's when they had the expansion teams were all in one division.
Right, one conference.
So the Blues got out of that, and I think they lost to Montreal one year and Boston the other. Yeah.
Yep.
And so I was kind of thinking that maybe that's the way our city team was going to do this year. You know, they finish well, and maybe they get to the final. Who knows? And it's not over yet.
It's not over yet.
Thank God it's not a one-game deal.
And but there's a week in between games.
Yeah.
I mean, let's get it over with for the love of Pete, you know, and let's see what's going to happen. It'll take some time.
Now, I'm hosting in high school. I got a district soccer tournament. We're playing tonight, Wednesday and Thursday. We're going to do it in 3 nights and
How's the team performing out there?
Doing well. Our team is having a very good year. Top seed in our district coming up here this week. So they play Wednesday night. They'll play Ellsbury, and then if they win that, they'll play the winner of Soldan and Steam Academy, which is in ours. We're class one, the small class, but they're having a great year.
Soldan has a soccer team.
Yes.
Huh.
And the ones you always worry about them, they have a lot of the international students there, so you don't know who's coming, who we're going to see, and who we're going to play. So.
That's right.
Yeah. So.
And then, of course, who among us has not heard of the vaunted Ellsbury club out there? Where the heck is Ellsbury?
Up north, up 79.
Oh, that's in Pike County.
Yeah.
It is?
Yes, I believe it is. I think. You know better than I do.
I've been to Pike County. Have you been to? Well, I guess you've been
to Pike. I've been through it, yes.
Yeah. He's Paul Boschert, ladies and gentlemen. He's filling in for Michael Kelly tonight. When we come back, we're going to turn it a little bit serious. Big announcement in the world of politics today. St. Louis County prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell, who had announced earlier this year that he was going to run for the United States Senate, has...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside.
And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Left foot, curls Jackson, flick a header, now Parker, he shoots, he scores!
No!
That was Joey Zanaboni, the voice of the St. Louis City SC on our sister station, Y98. I guess we carried the game live here as well last night on KMOX. And it was a Sunday night. Doug, or Paul. Doug was your cousin, right?
Uncle.
Oh, your Uncle Doug. Oh, I served in the legislature.
Yes, you did.
Paul Boschert is our guest. He's in for Michael Kelly, who's vacationing. And so it was a lovely weekend. Friday night was great. You know, Saturday we had the neighborhood Halloween party and all the kids. It was a little cold, but rainy, whatever. Sunday comes along. It's lovely Sunday. Football games. And I made the commitment, Doug, Paul. I am getting old, you know. I made the commitment, Paul, that I was going to stay up and watch that sucker. It's supposed to come on at 9 o'clock. Well, 9 o'clock comes, and they're talking and talking. The game didn't start till about 9:30. It was a late night. And I'm not a big soccer aficionado. Did you stay up and watch that game?
I did. We were watching Yellowstone, which we started to watch. We didn't get to watch it when it was on, you know, when they put it on the Prime and stuff like that. So we've watched that every Sunday night, and it got over about 9:10. And then I told Colleen, I said,
"You and Colleen watching Yellowstone."
There. And then we decided that let's flip on the.
Did
the
she hang game. In there with you, Colleen?
A little bit, yeah. But yeah. And again, I'm like you, John. I'm not. A soccer aficionado,
right?
But I have to admit, in the last year, I've really kind of followed it because of the fact
it's local.
It's local. It's our team. You know, Ted Lasso really got me going.
Well, there you go.
I love that show. Yeah. And then I've got a nephew that plays collegiately, so I've kind of followed him.
Oh, he's
so,
something else, that nephew of yours. Yeah, he's over at SIU Edwardsville,
and he's great. Yeah. And so I've been following that. So soccer's kind of coming back into my repertoire of watching sports. So last night we flip it on. And,
I did too.
And, you know, I did. I stayed up, and I watched them go up 1-0, and we come right back, and
boom,
we tie it.
Tim Parker.
I think, hey, we're in good shape.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the wheels fell off.
It got ugly fast.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, folks, if you're not quite the soccer expert that I am, you may not know that St. Louis City SC was the number one team in the Western Conference. We've got home field pitch, whatever you call it, advantage throughout the playoffs. And we're playing the number 8 seed, the Kansas City Sporting, whatever they are, we don't care. And we beat them a couple times this year. They beat us one time. And you figure, you know, this is a best of 3 series. And the first game's on our home stadium. The fans are going crazy. It's raining outside. You got to think, you know, this is going to be great. I even poured myself a club soda. And I sat there and I'm watching the game. And it's 1-1, that goal we just heard. Tim Parker, who lives across the street from our own Charlie Brennan.
I did not know that. Yeah. A little tidbit.
Yeah, it is a little tidbit. And and then the wheels fell. Now, what happened? And you're a sports director. You're an athletic director. So you've seen a lot of soccer. What happened to that team last night?
Well, like I said, I'm not an aficionado when it comes to soccer, but it just seemed like we just weren't hitting on all cylinders last night. We were turning the ball over, you know, and things like that. But I kind of, you know, I look at this team, and you kind of look at what Sporting KC did. We got out so good and did everything so good. All the records that we've broken this year as an expansion team.
Yep.
You know, Kansas City was 0-7-3.
They were horrible.
They were horrible.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they put it together, you know. So
they're the hot hand coming in.
And
they're the 2006 Cardinals.
And the 2011.
Yes.
They were 10 or 11 games out.
Yeah.
And they came back. And I've got a theory from watching this kind of stuff that, you know, if you look at the World Series this year, you got Texas and Arizona, two teams that had to fight and claw their way to get into the playoffs.
Yes.
And the Braves and the Dodgers are gone.
They're coasted and then poof.
Yeah.
Poof.
So I think it's an athletic thing where, you know, if you're not playing for something, it's really hard to keep yourself at a top level, where these other teams like Sporting KC, they had to battle their tails off to get into the playoffs, and they're still in that mode where, you know, SC, we didn't have to do this at the end.
Well, that could be. I had an eye on Klaus last night. You know, I'm thinking Klaus is going to get it done. He's always there, Klaus. You know, little guy, little bald guy. And I like bald guys. You know, I'm partial to him. And, you know, he's running up and down the field there. And I'm figuring Klaus. And then you got Leuven back there. Well, there's another guy that's pretty good. Whatever his first name is, Leuven.
And Berkey, our goalie.
Berkey! He's got how many? The man sleeps on clean sheets every night, this guy. I mean, he's unbelievable. And it just didn't happen. Now, can St. Louis come back?
Oh, I think they can. You know, it's a three-game series. We've had success against them during the regular season, and I think we can go out there and win there, and then we get another home game out of this, you know? You hate to win here at home and go win in Kansas City. Here, now you get a chance to win it at home.
Here's what I don't get. So it's a series, which I think my understanding is this is kind of unusual for soccer, right, a best of three, because it's like football.
It's one and done after
this.
One and done, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, speaking of football, did you see the Saturday Night sketch this week?
No, I didn't.
So it's George Washington explaining to the troops his vision for America. And he says, men in America, we're going to use pints and cups and quarts and gallons. And they said, how many pints are in a gallon, Mr. President? He says, nobody knows. And then he says, and we're going to use feet and yards and miles while the rest of the world is going to use whatever they're going to use. And they said, well, Mr. President, there's 12 inches in a foot. Yes, he said. So there's 12 feet in a yard. No. There's 3 feet in a yard. And they said, well, how many yards in a mile, Mr. President? He says, nobody knows. How many feet are in a mile? He said, 5,280, because that's easy to remember. And they said, now, we're still going to use meters, but we're only going to use it in sports that nobody cares about, like swimming and running. Mm-hmm. But for the rest of the things, we're going to use feet and yards. And like in football, he said, It's a yard line. It's you run 100 yards down the field. And I said, football, Mr. President, is that how they play? How do they play football? He says, well, they throw the ball and they catch it. And they said, but Mr. President, it's called football. Do they not kick the ball? And he says, sometimes. And they said, how many points is that worth, Mr. President? He said, well, sometimes three and sometimes one. It was a really good sketch. But anyway, I digress. So the City SC, they've got the game. Now, I don't really fault Berkey with the goals. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I didn't think
the guys were open. And the
guys hit him right where
no
he was.
No soft goals.
Yeah. But they were outside the box, so it was a pretty far kick. So it wasn't like he was in the box. So I thought maybe... he maybe got screened on a couple, but I think our defense didn't get up on him.
Well, the defense has been the Achilles heel all season for this team. Mm-hmm. Now, unmitigated success the first year, clearly. It's the best expansion performance ever in the history of the Major League Soccer. And, you know, you hope they advance. They should advance, but they may not advance. And still, have you been down to experience the stadium?
I've experienced the stadium because my nephew played in the Bronze Boot game against St. Louis U.
Yeah.
So we were down there, and that was a big upset for them over St. Louis U, first time in many years. But it's a beautiful facility, and we do watch the games. You know, we'll pick it up on Apple and things like that during the regular season. So we do watch them. They kind of remind me you know, probably a little too younger than I did, but when Blues expansion back in 67.
Oh, sure.
That very first year.
Yeah, the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, they get to the Stanley Cup finals. Now, back then, that's when they had the expansion teams were all in one division.
Right, one conference.
So the Blues got out of that, and I think they lost to Montreal one year and Boston the other. Yeah.
Yep.
And so I was kind of thinking that maybe that's the way our city team was going to do this year. You know, they finish well, and maybe they get to the final. Who knows? And it's not over yet.
It's not over yet.
Thank God it's not a one-game deal.
And but there's a week in between games.
Yeah,
I mean, let's get it over with for the love of Pete, you know, and let's see what's going to happen. It'll take some time.
Now, I'm hosting in high school. I got a district soccer tournament. We're playing tonight, Wednesday and Thursday. We're going to do it in 3 nights and get
how's
a district
winner. How's the team performing out there?
Doing well. Our team is having a very good year. Top seed in our district coming up here this week. So they play Wednesday night. They'll play Ellsbury, and then if they win that, they'll play the winner of Soldan and Steam Academy, which is in our class one, the small class. But they're having a great year.
Soldan has a soccer team.
Yes.
Huh.
And the ones you always worry about them, they have a lot of the international students there, so you don't know who's coming, who we're going to see, and who we're going to play.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
and then, of course, who among us has not heard of the vaunted Ellsbury club out there? Where the heck is Ellsbury?
Up north, up 79.
Oh, that's in Pike County.
Yeah.
It is?
Yes, I believe it is. Well, I think. You know better than I do.
I've been to Pike County. Have you been to? Well, I guess you've been
I've been through it, yes.
Yeah. He's Paul Boschert, ladies and gentlemen. He's filling in for Michael Kelly tonight. When we come back, we're going to turn it a little bit serious. Big announcement in the world of politics today. St. Louis County prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell, who had announced earlier this year that he was going to run for the United States Senate, has dropped out of that race and made an announcement that he's going to be taking on Congresswoman Cori Bush in the Democratic primary for Congress in August of next year. We'll break that down, talk a little politics next. It's Hancock and Kelly Late Night on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. All right, having a great time here chatting in between segments with Paul Boschert. He's sitting in for Michael Kelly, his brother-in-law. Michael is shockingly out of town. Michael does a lot of traveling, doesn't he, Paul?
He does, and rightfully so, because he's earned all that travel that he does. But I guess he's down in Florida, heading back tonight, I believe. Hope he brings some of that heat back with him.
No kidding. What happened? I went to a wedding on Friday night in Jefferson City. And so Friday, it's 80 degrees outside, you know? A lovely day. Get in the car. The wedding's at 4 o'clock, which is, you know, that's another story. So you get in the car. It's 80 degrees. You're driving down. And by the time we parked the car in Jefferson City at the church, it was 51 degrees. I mean, whoosh, yep. Just like that. And then coming home, I mean, man.
We went to dinner that night. We usually do an early dinner. We were probably about 3:30, 4 o'clock. We head out the restaurant. We're all in shirt sleeves.
Where'd you go?
We went to Rookie's, which is in St. Charles, one of our favorite establishments, right down the street from my mother-in-law's.
Yeah.
And so we all went over there, and we all walk in with our, you know, polo shirts on and look, you know, real comfortable. And we're eating, and probably about 3/4 done through the meal, we see all these people walking in with parkas on, and you're just like, something's going on out there. And when we left, it probably dropped 25, 30 degrees.
I mean, it was incredible. Yeah. It's very cold out there tonight. Folks, if you're warm at home by the fire, I hope you're enjoying that, because it is cold out there. We may get a freeze overnight.
Might break a record from the 1800s.
Well, 1878, I remember that
winter.
Remember
that one?
Yeah, that was particularly bad in 1878. And, you know, we came out of it and got into the 1880s eventually, but that was tough.
Wasn't it crazy, though, that last week, I think on Friday, we came within a couple degrees of breaking the high for that day.
Yeah.
And then a day or two later,
we're breaking a low.
Yeah.
The weather in St. Louis is unbelievable, and the politics in St. Louis is also unbelievable. Big announcement today. We'll talk about this for a little bit. So Cori Bush, the congresswoman from St. Louis, she defeated Lacey Clay 4 years ago or so. She's been a controversial lightning rod figure, and she's been most noteworthy, I think, during the Biden administration for not voting with the Biden administration. She voted against the infrastructure bill that he passed. Heck, she voted against defense spending with Boeing as the largest employer in her district. And she's been very noteworthy of late backing the Palestinian cause against Israel and joining with a small number of Democrats who hold that position. And a lot of people consider Cori Bush to be a radical figure, and a lot of people consider her to not be a particularly effective congresswoman for St. Louis. And so here we have the prosecutor in St. Louis County, Wesley Bell, who earlier this year announced he was running for the United States Senate against Josh Hawley, the Republican incumbent. There are a couple of other Democrats in that primary race as well. Today, Wesley Bell withdrew from the Senate race and announced that he was going to take on Cori Bush in the Democratic primary. That, Paul Boschert, is going to be an interesting campaign.
I think so, too. And again, I'm not much into the politics, John. You know that. But just from observing in St. Charles, you know, it's I kind of respect what Wesley Bell's done and his job down here in St. Louis. And I do agree that these are two polarizing figures at opposite ends that I think probably will be a lot of talk with this election.
You know, I think the one thing you can say about Wesley Bell, because he came into office around the same time as Kim Gardner took over the circuit attorney's job in St. Louis City. Both of them have kind of a progressive bent on judicial reform, criminal justice reform. Kim Gardner's experience was a disaster. And, you know, the caseload, the dismissed cases, the lawyers not showing up in court, and blah, blah, blah. Wesley Bell, and there were some of the same concerns, frankly, about him when he got elected, but he's actually done the job. He's actually prosecuting criminals, and he is reforming the criminal justice system in a way that I think many people find refreshing. And so he's got a very interesting track record. That seat is going to be held by a Democrat, the first congressional district in St. Louis City and County. There's no chance for a Republican to win that seat. And I think that race is going to be really fascinating if they can keep it. And this is the key, I think. If the Democrats can keep this to a two-way race, they'll have a real shot at toppling Cori Bush. If another Democrat or more gets in, she's almost guaranteed to win because she's got a small, committed, passionate base of support. And if you divide that electorate up more than two ways, I just don't see how you beat her.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like I said, is it Brian Williams that is somebody or not? Is that,
yes,
that,
State
heard that
Senator
name
Brian
came out.
Williams.
Yeah, that, and not to be confused with the guy on NBC.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the retired Brian Williams.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, Brian Williams, state senator from North St. Louis County, very impressive, effective state senator. And I, you know, that's of course, that's not in my bailiwick to tell the Democrats what to do, but they're going to need to work something out if the objective is to defeat Cori Bush. They're going to have to figure that out one way or another. But it got me to thinking, because are you a lifelong St. Charles County?
Lifelong, born and raised in St. Charles, Old Town St. Charles.
Yeah.
That's where I grew up as a young kid and still live in St. Charles.
Well, the Boschert family goes way back in St. Charles.
Well, if you look at my relatives going back through generations, you know, my Uncle Doug, who you referred to several times here tonight with me.
Calling you Doug.
Yeah, he was the mayor of St. Charles a period of time.
He was in the state legislature,
yes,
too.
He was there, too, I believe, with you.
He was.
Yeah, and did a great job with that. And, you know, he had private business that he had in St. Charles. But they all grew up. His family grew up down on 3rd and Baird Street in St. Charles, which back then it was the river to Lindenwood. That was pretty much St. Charles, and that's where they all grew up. And my mother grew up on Benton, a couple of blocks from there. So it was all centrally located there. It was a small little town in St. Charles. And then eventually we got into the 70s and 80s. That's when everybody started moving.
The migration.
Yes, from St. Louis out to St. Charles.
Yeah, because I grew up in North County, North St. Louis County. And, you know, when our neighborhood emptied out, most of the people moved to St. Charles. And St. Charles is full of North St. Louis County residents today, and they've chosen to go live there for a number of reasons, not the least of which is that it's a safe community. It's a growing community. It's got a great park system. The schools are outstanding. It is, I think, arguably the most thriving county in this entire metropolitan region. And so I'm curious, as somebody that spent his entire life there, you can make a case that St. Charles is kind of the jewel in terms of living, working, raising a family in this entire region. How concerned are you, Doug, about the encroaching crime from St. Louis and what we're experiencing on this side of that river?
Yeah, I think it's something that we do take seriously in St. Charles. You know, we are a bigger city; it's growing, and we have a lot of people coming from St. Louis that live out there. And now what we're seeing, you know, it kind of worries us. You see a lot of people in St. Charles, the city of St. Charles, moving out west, O'Fallon, out to Wentzville. Which you're seeing that next wave. And so it does kind of concern us a little bit. But, you know, being a lifelong St. Charles person, you know, that I went to school there. I mean, I went to Lindenwood there.
Yeah.
It's in the city there. I worked there.
It's in the blood.
It is. I just never left like a lot of my people did.
That is Doug.
You're going to get this right, John. You got another hour.
I'm never going to get it right. We're going to visit with Maria Kina after the news. Stick around. It's John Hancock and Paul Boschert in for Michael Kelly on Cable X. Here chatting in between segments with Paul Boschert. He's sitting in for Michael Kelly, his brother-in-law. Michael is shockingly out of town. Michael does a lot of traveling, doesn't he, Paul?
He does, and rightfully so, because he's earned all that travel that he does. But I guess he's down in Florida heading back tonight, I believe. Hope he brings some of that heat back with him.
No kidding. What happened? I went to a wedding on Friday night in Jefferson City. And so Friday, it's 80 degrees outside, you know? A lovely day. Get in the car. The wedding's at 4 o'clock, which is, you know, that's another story. So you get in the car. It's 80 degrees. You're driving down. And by the time we parked the car in Jefferson City at the church, it was 51 degrees. I mean, whoosh, yep. Just like that. And then coming home, I mean, man.
We went to dinner that night. We usually do an early dinner. We were probably about 3:30, 4 o'clock. We hit out the restaurant. We're all in shirt sleeves.
Where'd you go?
We went to Rookies, which is in St. Charles, one of our favorite establishments, right down the street from my mother-in-law's.
Yeah.
And so we all went over there, and we all walk in with our, you know, polo shirts on and look, you know, real comfortable. And we're eating, and probably about 3/4 done through the meal, we see all these people walking in with parkas on, and you're just like, something's going on out there. And when we left, it probably dropped 25-30 degrees.
I mean, it was incredible. And it's very cold out there tonight. If folks, if you're warm at home by the fire, I hope you're enjoying that, because it is cold out there. We may get a freeze overnight.
Might break a record from the 1800s.
Well, 1878, I remember that.
You remember
winter.
That one?
Yeah, that was particularly bad in 1878, and you know, we came out of it and got into the 1880s eventually, but that was tough.
Wasn't it crazy, though, that last week, I think on Friday, we came within a couple degrees of breaking the high for that day, and then a day or two later,
we're breaking the low.
We're breaking a low. Yeah.
The weather in St. Louis is unbelievable, and the politics in St. Louis is also unbelievable. Big announcement today. We'll talk about this for a little bit. So Cori Bush, the congresswoman from St. Louis, she defeated Lacey Clay 4 years ago or so. She's been a controversial lightning rod figure, and she's been most noteworthy, I think, during the Biden administration for not voting with the Biden administration. She voted against the infrastructure bill that he passed. Heck, she voted against defense spending with Boeing as the largest employer in her district. And she's been very noteworthy of late backing the Palestinian cause against Israel and joining with a small number of Democrats who hold that position. And a lot of people consider Cori Bush to be a radical figure, and a lot of people consider her to not be a particularly effective congresswoman for St. Louis. And so here we have the prosecutor in St. Louis County, Wesley Bell, who earlier this year announced he was running for the United States Senate against Josh Hawley, the Republican incumbent. There are a couple of other Democrats in that primary race as well. Today, Wesley Bell withdrew from the Senate race and announced that he was going to take on Cori Bush in the Democratic primary. That, Paul Boschert, is going to be an interesting campaign.
I think so, too. And again, I'm not much into politics, John. You know that. But just from observing in St. Charles, you know, it's I kind of respect what Wesley Bell's done and his job down here in St. Louis. And I do agree that these are two polarizing figures at opposite ends that I think probably will be a lot of talk with this election.
You know, I think the one thing you can say about Wesley Bell, because he came into office around the same time as Kim Gardner took over the circuit attorney's job in St. Louis City. Both of them have kind of a progressive bent on judicial reform, criminal justice reform. Kim Gardner's experience was a disaster. And, you know, the caseload, the dismissed cases, the lawyers not showing up in court, and blah, blah, blah. Wesley Bell, and there were some of the same concerns, frankly, about him when he got elected, but he's actually done the job. He's actually prosecuting criminals, and he is reforming the criminal justice system in a way that I think many people find refreshing. And so he's got a very interesting track record. That seat is going to be held by a Democrat, the first congressional district in St. Louis City and County. There's no chance for a Republican to win that seat. And I think that race is going to be really fascinating if they can keep it, and this is the key, I think. If the Democrats can keep this to a two-way race, they'll have a real shot at toppling Cori Bush. If another Democrat or more gets in, she's almost guaranteed to win, because she's got a small, committed, passionate base of support. And if you divide that electorate up more than two ways, I just don't see how you beat her.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like I said, is it Brian Williams that is somebody or not? Is that,
yes,
I've
State
heard that
Senator
name
Brian
came out.
Williams.
Yeah, that, and not to be confused with the guy on NBC.
The retired Brian Williams.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, Brian Williams, state senator from North St. Louis County, very impressive, effective state senator. And I, you know, that's of course that's not in my bailiwick to tell the Democrats what to do, but they're going to need to work something out if the objective is to defeat Cori Bush. They're going to have to figure that out one way or another. But it got me to thinking, because are you a lifelong St. Charles kid?
Lifelong, born and raised in St. Charles, Old Town St. Charles. That's where I grew up as a young kid, and still live in St. Charles.
Well, the Boschert family goes way back in St. Charles.
Well, if you look at my relatives going back through generations, you know, my Uncle Doug, who you referred to several times here tonight with me.
Calling you Doug. Yeah,
he was the mayor of St. Charles a period of time.
He was in the state legislature,
yes,
too.
He was there, too, I believe, with you.
He was.
Yeah, and did a great job with that. And, you know, he had private business that he had in St. Charles. But they all grew up. His family grew up down on 3rd and Baird Street in St. Charles, which back then it was the river to Lindenwood. That was pretty much St. Charles, and that's where they all grew up. And my mother grew up on Benton, a couple of blocks from there. So it was all centrally located there. It was a small little town in St. Charles. And then eventually we got into the 70s and 80s. That's when everybody started moving.
The migration.
Yes, from St. Louis out to St. Charles.
Yeah, because I grew up in North County, North St. Louis County. And, you know, when our neighborhood emptied out, most of the people moved to St. Charles. And St. Charles is full of North St. Louis County residents today, and they've chosen to go live there for a number of reasons, not the least of which is that it's a safe community. It's a growing community. It's got a great park system. The schools are outstanding. It is, I think, arguably the most thriving county in this entire metropolitan region. And so I'm curious, as somebody that spent his entire life there, you can make a case that St. Charles is kind of the jewel in terms of living, working, raising a family in this entire region. How concerned are you, Doug, about the encroaching crime from St. Louis and what we're experiencing on this side of that river?
Yeah, I think it's something that we do, you know, take seriously in St. Charles. You know, we are a bigger city. It's growing, and we have a lot of people coming from St. Louis that live out there. And now what we're seeing, you know, it kind of worries us. You see a lot of people in St. Charles, the city of St. Charles, moving out west O'Fallon out to Wentzville. Which we're seeing that next wave. And so it does kind of concern us a little bit. But, you know, being a lifelong St. Charles person, you know, that I went to school there. I mean, I went to Lindenwood there. Yeah. It's in the city there. I worked there.
It's in the blood.
It is. I just never left like a lot of my people did.
That is Doug.
You're going to get this right, John. You got another
hour. I'm never going to get it right. We're going to visit with Maria Kina after the news. Stick around. It's John Hancock and Paul Boschert in for Michael Kelly on Cable X.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.